Welcome to the Min-Maxed Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue the Extinction Curse. Hey, you gotta try something a little different here and put this at the beginning. We have a Discord, and we'd love to have you come join it. You can chat with us and other fans of the show. If you play Pathfinder 2nd Edition, it's a great place to come and chat with other people who do. There's always a lot of people who can answer any questions that you might have. There's also tons of other conversations about all kinds of things going on in there. It's a great place to hang out. We also want to give a big thank you to all of our patrons. A special thank you to our three patrons at our grand finale level, Emily S., Wolf in our Discord, and Blartimus Slump. If you're interested in supporting us, check out our Patreon. It really does help keep this show running. And now, a recap of Session 36. We exit the cave in which we made a deal with a Barghest. We cross over a log to a small island and find a skeleton. We then hear a person in distress. It sounds suspicious, and Moonlight is pretty sure it's a trap. Turns out to be a couple of will-o-wisps. They try to be all tricky, but Peach Pie just plays golf with them. As we continue, Peach Pie falls into the water when another log breaks. Immediately, he is attacked by a giant black ooze. What is this, the slithering again? Things go poorly as the ooze splits a couple times. Peach Pie goes down briefly, Jeb brings him back up, and the oozes are eventually destroyed. After an arduous day of adventuring, we decide to head back to camp to help get it ready for the circus, have some dinner, heal up, and rest.
When you return, the professor, of course, goes up to Moonlight. You know, he wipes sweat off his brow and he goes, Moonlight, how is the, cleansing of the grounds going?
Oh, it's difficult. Been in a few fights already today. Oh,
you all look really beat up. The wizard sneezes.
I'm fine. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I got a little scratch. Like, I don't think it's anything life-threatening.
You're naked, though.
I'm sitting at one wound, though.
Where are all your clothes?
Whoa. I thought I felt a breeze, like... I'm just going to walk away now.
That would have been the ooze, or whatever it was that we found.
You found an ooze. Did you take care of it?
Well, we wouldn't be here if we didn't, probably.
Well, that's good. Is that all of the black guck covering the wizard?
That's pudding.
Oh, a black pudding ooze. I've actually heard of those before. Nasty creatures.
Yes, it split a couple times.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're all alive. Coming back.
Me too. The
work still continues. Still take us maybe 2 or 3 more days. But some of the performers are, limbering up and practicing their acts. They're all very excited to get back to the circus.
That's good. We've only got limited time to finish everything up and get ready to go, so...
Well, good. Peach Pie?
Yes?
Do you know where Bubbles went by chance?
Well, I haven't spoken to him in a few days.
Oh. Well, Bubbles went missing earlier today. No, signs of anything wrong or bad happening. He left some of his belongings in the tent, so I don't believe that he just up and left, but I know that Bubbles has a little bit of a past that he won't speak of, so I don't really know what trouble he's getting into. So, if you see him, do you mind telling him that I'd like to speak with him?
I'll be sure to question him thoroughly.
I'm sure.
And Moonlight just has this like glint in their eye.
The professor.
I have to ask. Side note: What kind of drugs was Bubbles making? Would the Wiz be interested in these in said drugs?
Probably would, but I don't know.
Nobody knows.
I feel like I need to know to know how I'm going to end up interacting with him in the future. What kind of drugs he got?
You'll probably have to ask him yourself. Peach Pie is... Peach Pie, correct me if I'm wrong, was completely uninterested.
He would have made the drugs. So what if people destroy their lives with drugs? They're going to destroy their lives anyway.
It's all sad anyway.
It's all...
I feel like terrible. Peach Pie and the Wiz get along so well. There are two great additions to the group.
There are in-universe drugs.
Yeah, that's what I want to look at. In-universe drugs. The only one I know of is Pesh.
Come to think of it, that's the only one that I've really...
There's a list of like 50.
There's lots of drugs, though.
There are a lot of drugs.
Cool.
I'm trying to think of like a hard drug.
I think they're in the alchemical poisons section. Yep. Blood eye coffee.
Google drugs in my area.
Blood eye coffee? That sounds like fun.
Yeah, blood eye coffee. I think that's actually one of the new ones from the APG.
You or Ted, go through and figure out which ones it should be.
All right. Ted, you want to look at drugs?
I mean, if I have to.
Honestly, the professor's not too worried about it.
Neither is Pete.
He just brought it up, you know, momentarily. You know, if anything, the wizard would be like, it's the first time that we're back at any settlement of any size. Who knows what he's doing? Reconnecting with old underground acquaintances. Who knows?
I think to the professor, Moonlight would say something like, he does seem like the one, the type to try to get out of doing work, so it doesn't surprise me he's disappeared.
That's a good point. You know, come to think of it, he never helps tear down the camp either. I think you might be right, Moonlight. Is there going to be anything specific that you guys would like to do? NPCs you want to talk to? Anything specific you want to do as opposed to heal up and help?
Are the fires put out?
Yes, the fires have been put out at this point.
Can I roll maybe a nature check to understand why my boy's sneezing so goddamn much?
Sure, go ahead.
And if it's not nature, you can tell me. Because it happened after...
After the ooze. Yeah, I think nature would be appropriate.
Only a measly 19.
Hard to say. Maybe he's just having an allergic reaction to the ooze?
But all in all, you feel okay, Wiz?
Yeah. Still don't have any clothes
on. Let's get you some clothes. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going into town to get the Wiz some clothes.
I think I have clothes in my wagon. Do I have a wagon?
How'd you get here?
That's what we could do with the rest of our day. Go do our selling and buying montages.
Yeah, that's
shopping montage.
Well, let's get.
I think you distributed gold already, right?
I did, mistakenly. Yes. Okay, so four items sold for 260 after the garnets brings you up to 357 gold. Everybody gets 89.
Cool.
There are two platinum pieces in there.
I'll take them.
Can you break them and just turn it into 20 gold pieces?
That's kind of what I was thinking, if you guys are okay with that. And we'll just distribute those.
We go to the bank and...
Oh, I'd be happy to roleplay a Bank of Abadar for you, if you'd like.
You kill him.
Just to piss David off.
We also kill him over there.
Oh, shit.
Peach Pie kills him.
But everybody's sitting at over 100 now, I know.
Stop creeping on my fucking finances, bro. Want to pile your money for an easy 6k gold? We could buy an airship.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, yeah.
We are definitely doing that at some point, though. Like,
one pilot.
Drop the big top tent down from an airship.
Five crew, 15 passengers.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, no, the circus is the airship.
Yes.
It's on the airship.
Circus goals.
I love it.
Just think of the acts you could do out over the air and stuff. That would be exciting.
Hashtag goals airship.
Let's just go through and say what was purchased. Peach Pie, what'd you get?
Peach Pie purchased a couple of things. He spent a little bit of money to be able to learn how to make invisibility potion. He purchased a walking cauldron, which is a new item from the Advanced Player's Guide, which is hilarious. It is a cauldron that allows you to do craft alchemy that follows you around, rather than having to carry the portable alchemist's whatever thing that is literally six bulk, so that's ridiculous. He also purchased or traded the St. Alcaterum's Eye, which we looted, straight up for a wayfinder, and he did this to take the dedication for being a pathfinder. Hint, hint, hint on what I'm doing next.
Nudge, nudge. Jeb, what'd you buy?
Potions to make me go faster because I'm slow.
Is that it?
That's it.
You get otherwise, so mad about how slow you are as a dwarf.
That's true. I'm assuming then that you're just saving your money otherwise?
Yeah. I was looking for something like to the equivalent of like say boots of Elvenkind that just give you a flat thing, but you need, in this, you need the combo of the cloak and the boots in order to do that, which is not the money I have. And I was looking
That's
for
kind
maybe
of expensive.
Talismans that did it, but I don't find shit, so I bought some potions.
What about Moonlight?
Moonlight purchased a dancing scarf, which allows them to get a plus one item bonus to performance dance, and I can spend one action to become concealed if I succeed on a performance dance check.
And that's not a once-a-day thing with the dancing scarf, correct?
Nope. Just requirements are on your most recent action, you succeeded at a performance check to dance.
And is it a free action to activate that, then, and envision?
It's another action. It's an interact.
Oh, so it would take two actions to get the concealed benefit, then. Okay, got it. Got it. I was almost thinking it would be a decent replacement for shield, but it doesn't sound like it.
There's not a whole lot of reasons to use performance dance in a combat fight, but it's more of a flavor thing, quite honestly. So,
well, I mean, you
something
get a plus
to add
one.
To something to add to Moonlight's act.
Nice. All right. Well, then we'll come down to the wizard.
The wizard, while in town, he's still wearing the succubus's clothes. And they don't really fit right, and all of a sudden he just sees a robe, and it speaks to him, and he sneezes at the robe, and he goes and tries the robe on, and it's a perfect fit. He buys it. And it's apparently a sleeves of storage robe.
Then, you guys make it back to the camp. The night passes uneventfully. Morning comes. Professor comes by with his morning coffee run. And he goes up to Moonlight. Moonlight, good morning. How was your shopping trip? Nice scarf. It looks dashing on you.
Thank you. Have you seen Bubbles since we talked?
No, actually. I haven't. Did you see him while you were in town?
No, I don't think we did.
Well, if we don't find him by the end of the day, maybe then I'll be worried. I'm going to have Cubby go take a look for him. Cubby knows the smell. As far as Cubby says, he has a very distinct smell, actually. So
I can vouch for that, having lived with him for a few years.
We've already had a couple people, while you were out, come and ask to be part of the show. Don't really have any performance space at the moment, as far as I know. Moonlight, a few of them were just looking to be hands. We don't really have the income currently to accommodate anyone new, but if the performance goes well, I think that we could have some opportunity to expand here.
Yes, this is a much larger space than we had in wherever
Everton.
We were.
Everton. It was Everton. It wasn't that long ago, Moonlight. Are you okay?
It's been a long week.
I suppose it has. A few of the people who came actually specifically mentioned the four of you performing on a fountain outside of the constable's house.
Yes, we did drum up some anticipation for the show. Apparently got some potential new employees.
That's fantastic! Fantastic. Well, I would say things are quite looking up. People are getting excited. The work is good. Everybody's really, really pumped. It's good that we haven't seen nor heard anything of the Celestial Menagerie since coming in. And he does lower his voice a bit at that. So the performers haven't gotten jittery quite yet. They are quite excited.
Me as a player is getting some real heavy foreshadowing here. It's making me nervous, but that sounds good. Hopefully they keep up this enthusiasm, because the happier they are, the faster they'll probably help clean.
I agree.
Get things ready.
I certainly agree, yes.
Has anybody reported any issues that they need our help with?
No. Not as of yet. What sort of work do you have to do yet today? Do you think there's any more ground to clear?
There was more past where we left, right? We were just like, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, there's a keep or something we need to go do.
I believe there's some more work to do in the area that we were before with the ooze, but after that fight, we needed to rest.
Understandable.
Well, we'll take care of the cleanup today. You go ahead and finish that up and just try to keep the wizard from setting any more fires, yeah?
I'll do my best.
Have a good day. And he walks away.
Off to adventuring?
To the ooze area.
Everybody give me a perception check as you come up to the forested area at the mouth of the valley here.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to keep keeping an eye out to see if our Barghest friend is like peeking his head out the cave at all. Moonlight gets a 21.
The wizard notices as you kind of are like getting close up to the trees here, a small football-headed creature.
Hey, football head!
Just kind of like poking its head out in, like from behind a tree. Yet he sees you and he pitter-patters back deeper into the woods.
I know what it is. Can I do like a nature check or
society on this one.
Society?
Yeah. Jeb already knows it's Arnold.
Might take twice as long to get a +2. Really have to think about this. I got a 33.
Ooh. Without a doubt, that was a goblin.
What languages do goblins speak?
Commonly, they speak common or Taldan and goblin. They have been known to speak Jotun or Orc.
And he's behind the tree, like the way we're going?
Right in the clearing before you start walking back into the forested area.
Hey, goblin. Yeah. His waves.
And he runs deeper into the forest there.
When he squeaks, do we, the rest of us notice him, or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely you would notice him when that happens. Catch the back of the head. Definitely looks like Kalkak.
Did he run back towards the cave?
He basically ran back to the cave.
Sounds good.
Jebediah, you actually hear there's a fallen log that blocks a secondary path into the forested area that you didn't take last time. You hear what sounds like tiny little insect feet.
No.
This doesn't sound like it's large at all, but it sounds
like... If I can hear insect feet, it's large.
it sounds less like it's... You're not hearing it necessarily because it's large, but because there are so many.
It's not any better. This is where now?
The fallen log that's blocking the secondary path into the forested area here.
Like just south of us?
Yeah, literally just south.
Why are we looking at that log?
It was just a sound that you heard.
Hey guys, there's some insects in that log. Let's go this way. The route we've already know is good.
Well, weren't we supposed to just clear everything so it doesn't hurt the other circus folk?
We're going to be using this part as the plot, too?
Oh, I think that was the point.
I thought this was just the outskirts and we were exploring because we followed some wolves out here.
No, this actually is the edge of the plot.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I just thought we were exploring because we didn't really want the wolves to eat our people.
How about, does anybody have lore circus?
Feline lore? Yeah.
yes, I have lore circus.
Kestrel did.
Go ahead and give that for me.
19.
You would know that the circus is certainly going to need some wood, whether or not it's for the fire and that sort of thing. This is really the only wooded area nearby. You fully expect that there are going to be circus hands that are going to be coming out here to chop down a tree for maybe some firewood or...
Fine, I'll take care of the damn swarm. Step onto the log. I put my ear to the log.
Knock on it.
You definitely hear some agitation that occurs when you knock on it. But it's this terrible, like, I don't know, like, give me a nature check.
Okay. But I warn you.
Does it sound like bees?
That's a 20.
You're either hearing a lot of very large ants or a lot of centipedes.
Gross.
Under this log.
Either way.
I mean, I take it this log's been... Is it, like, getting eaten? Is it termites, maybe? Like, is it, like, a pretty rotted log, or is it...
No, I wouldn't say it's rotted.
Recently
it's,
fallen, maybe?
It's large. Probably recently fallen.
Was
it's
it
not,
hollowed when I knocked on it?
No.
Time to call in the wizard.
Fire! I don't think I'd murder an entire ecosystem of bugs, though, if that's all they are.
It seems as though it's just a lot of centipedes.
Alright. We're in the woods. There's fucking centipedes.
That's fair.
I investigate further.
Yeah, try, like, pushing the log over or something and see if they, like, attack or anything.
I take a huge chunk out of it with my axe.
Ka-chunk. Initiative.
I'm just trying to say hi.
Hi, bugs.
Makes me think of the early on quests and, like, as played a night elf first in World of Warcraft. And you're like, oh, I'm this nature-y, like, in tune with nature kind of person. And the very first thing you have to do is go kill, like, baby fawns.
Yeah.
It's like, what am I doing? They're yellow. They're not even aggressive to me. Like, I can go up and pet them, and now I have to kill them.
I forgot, what was the reason you had to kill the fawns?
It was, they were corrupted, or there was too many of them, or some shit.
Too many.
I mean, too many is a reason for... hunting things.
Stop, you gotta me real reasons here.
You gotta cull the herd, David.
Seriously, don't you know anything about ecosystems?
Not much.
As soon as Jebediah swings his axe into the log and you cut pretty deep into the log, absolute hundreds and hundreds of centipedes swarm out on either side of the log from underneath it and coalesce into, well, swarms of centipedes.
Absolutely nobody saw that coming.
Leading off this combat at the top, the wizard.
I shoot a widening fireball. I'm widening it just to do more damage to the ecosystem because fuck that whole thing. I don't have to widen it. I'm widening it.
All right. Go ahead and drop the.
See,
drop
go, but great.
Well, one of the swarms gets a critical success.
Jesus.
And the other one fails.
Those are very reflexive swarms.
Yes, they are. That's a good fucking rolls there, bud. So 26 damage. Yeah, the that's going to take from one of the swarms, and it's going to wipe out like half of their numbers are just fizzling and burning. And the vegetation and all of the trees nearby, quick blacken. And nothing here is like dead and dried like some of those bushes that the wizard set on fire earlier. So you're not actually like setting the wooded area on fire, but very quickly all of the leaves burn up, the bark all gets blackened very quickly, and a deer that was kind of just like sitting in the back deeper into the woods kind of pops its head up and just like bounces away.
You're gonna say it just gets roasted?
No. Outside of the area of the fireball. I'm not cruel. The wizard casts that widened fireball. Afterwards, it is the first swarm's turn, and it is going to use its first action to encompass Jebediah and Peach Pie, who both walked up to the log, and use their swarming bites action. And I'll need a reflex save from both of you.
I get a 19.
I got a 25.
All right. 4 damage to Jebediah and Peach Pie as they swarm and bite and swarm and bite.
We both take 4 damage even though I succeeded?
Jeb, you'll take 2 damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. And then you'll both need to give me fortitude saves.
Critical success?
Jeb's fine.
I'm going to fail with a 14.
You're going to fail with a 14. You will not critically fail. However, you will take Peach Pie is now poisoned and also flat-footed. Then it's going to use its third action to swarming bites again. So yeah. Reflex save from both of you.
25.
26.
So you're both going to save. So you'll take 3 points of damage. And I will need fortitude saves from both of you.
21.
I get a crit success.
Okay, so Peach Pie is... does not get it increased. In fact, reduces the stage from his other application of the poison by one and is no longer poisoned.
It reduces it by two, bitch.
Which, yeah, you're no longer poisoned.
Actually, it reduces it by three because of fast recovery.
Oh, fast recovery. Got it.
I am extremely not poisoned.
It comes squirting out of the wound that was bit into you.
You've actually destroyed part of your immune system.
So Jeb's now poisoned one, stage one, and takes 4 points of poison damage and is flat-footed. All right. Then the other swarm is going to move up and also encompass Jeb and Peach Pie with its first action. Reflex saves with its second action.
12.
28.
All right. So success and a critical failure.
Damn.
So Peach Pie, you will take 6 points of damage.
Wouldn't it need to be 11 to be a critical failure?
Because it's DC 22.
I think the DC's 22.
Yeah. Yeah, that would
so 12 is a critical failure.
Yeah. Oh, it's just a thought.
Yeah, it's just straight up 10.
Mm-hmm. Jeb, you will take 1 point of damage. And fortitude saves from both of you again. We're going to do this another time, so get ready for it again.
I'm ready. God damn, another critical success.
Okay.
18.
18 is going to fail. So, Jeb, you're actually increased to stage 2 of the centipede's poison here. And you will
got any of them antitoxins there?
Yeah, I took one myself. I'll be giving one to Jeb when I get a chance.
Jeb, you're going to take 2 points of poison damage from that. And this one will make a difference. You are now clumsy one from that as well.
Am I getting drunk off centipede?
Yeah. All right. That's its turn. Both of the centipede swarms are finished now. Jeb, Badiah, it's your turn.
Doesn't it have one more attack?
Yeah, it's got one more counter.
I thought it did. Nope.
No, you did the one.
Then reflex save from both.
You literally just said, get ready to do this again.
I did. But for some reason, I thought that was meant
crit
I
failure
already
on
it.
The attack.
Yeah, crit failure for Jeb.
I succeed.
All right, so then we've got 4 damage against Jebediah, 1 damage against Peach Pie.
Oh, fuck, I'm poisoned-y, let's go.
Yeah, Jeb fails the fortitude save with a 20.
I succeed with a 30.
Most certainly. Jeb, you cannot, it doesn't have any stage higher than 2, so you will, how does that work on multiple applications when you're at the top? I feel like
I don't think it does anything.
You're just capped out.
Yeah, you're just capped.
I'm just clumsy.
I think he still takes the damage, but
2 poison damage. Oh, my damage dice suck. All right, now it's Jebediah's turn.
I frantically swing. I hit with a 22 to deal 16.
And
destroying the swarm.
Yes, you will.
I'll go for the other one. 21 to hit. 21 damage. Sorry, 13. And Turtle's going to come up and she doesn't want to bite. She's just going to claw at it. 27.
That's a hit.
Resisted damage. I'm done.
All right. That's 3 successful hits from Jebediah. 2 axe hits, taking out one of the swarms. And 1 from Turtle. All right. Then after that, Peach Pie, it's your turn.
I guess I'll just hit it with my hammer. But first thing, I... Tell me how you want to rule this. I pull out my second antidote that I made for the day. I already took mine, and I want to hand it over to Jeb. Can I do this?
I feel like he would have to ready to take the thing.
All right, unless on the ground, or you could just kill the centipede.
We're just going to kill the thing first, and then we'll deal with it.
Kill it first? All right.
Yeah, and since I don't want to hit Jeb and Turtle with any of my alchemy shit, I will simply use 1 action to rage, and 2nd action to attack. I get a 25 to hit.
That hits.
29 damage.
Wow. It's resisted a bit, but that's still a big hit.
2nd attack with my 3rd action. 19 to hit. Is a miss, motherfucker.
That does miss.
All right, I'm done.
All right, that takes us over to Moonlight.
Yeah, Moonlight's just going to throw a book at him. Like, through the swarm. Get a 28 to hit.
28 hits.
We'll call it bludgeoning. 16 bludgeoning damage for, looks like 11 total.
Yep, 11 total after the reduction, and splat. The rest of the centipedes are now either dead or scattering into the crispy woods.
I guess you can kill anything with a book.
Knowledge, the most deadly weapon.
All right, Nazis. Quick, someone suck this poison out of my ankles.
Your ankles are like swelling, and that's why you're clumsy.
Somebody pee on it. I heard that works.
Can I hand him the antidote now?
Pour it down my throat, Dad. Sorry,
gives you a plus two. Gives you a plus two on all poison checks for 6 hours.
All right, I will attempt also the nature check of 30, which I.
That's a success.
Success. So I get another plus two. So I get a plus four against.
Are those the same or different?
Mine's an item bonus.
Okay, they're different.
So in
the circumstance, I just.
Treat poison and the antitoxin stack. So go ahead and give me a fortitude save at a plus four.
God damn it, it's going to have to be really bad. I was like, just.
That's a failure.
So I just keep taking damage, right?
Heal him some damage.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep, you're just going to keep taking damage. Jesus. Ooh, this one's 8 poison damage this time.
You can't try again until after the next the creature attempts to save. I'm pretty sure I can do the next.
You
could
do it
again.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, before your next turn, you can go again.
I get a plus 4 this time, so yeah. 6.
Plus 6 to this fortitude.
I have a plus 18 fortitude. Let's fucking.
And you're still going to fail.
Almost. All right, so that brings you back down to 1. I take damage again, though, right?
You are still going to take damage, yes, because you're going down to stage 1 here. 5 poison damage.
All right.
But you're no longer clumsy.
Back over at nature. And then plus 4 again.
Oh, my God.
I'm sick again. All right, damage me.
I'm gonna damage you.
It's such a high fortitude. How is this happening?
One.
All right.
One save. Because every time you need to make a fortitude save, you're rolling a 2 or a 5.
Does the 23 give me my nature?
It does. Yes.
I know. I'm rolling high on my natures and low on the fucking.
Yeah. On the save.
Oh my God. Fucking A. Critical failure on that
essentially
one.
Essentially nothing, right?
No, you just increased the stage 2 again.
Yeah, well, I'm just.
He was already stage 2.
That's right, you were. 6 poison damage.
This is fun.
I mean, if you fail that, since it's a critical failure, does he take double damage?
I don't think so. No, it just increases the stage by 2, and it's not a virulent poison, so.
Alright, I feel like I gotta stop rolling the nature.
Because it steals all your good rolls.
Alright, stage 1 damage.
Okay, yep, stage 1. Because you succeed on that one, you will take 2 points of poison damage from the stage 1.
You fail this next one by like 1 or 2.
Well, no, that was my nature check.
Skill. Oh, that was your nature.
Oh, you did use nature.
I just don't get my nature. It's
you don't get the plus 2 on this one.
I thought you just fucked yourself.
There it is.
Oh, okay.
On the nose.
All right, I'm going to use the cure mod wand on myself.
I picture Jebediah just like frantically taking like leaves nearby and salves. It's like, please.
As my team just watches me struggle. I did everything I could. I gave you a potion.
If this is our medic, we're going to have problems.
And then I'll just hit myself with a level 1.
Or do you want to?
No, wait, I'll medicine.
Yeah. Treat wounds? Yeah, let's treat wounds.
Jabba jabba duba. I succeed.
Almost crit.
14. I'm
full. Damn, nice.
All right, guys, so there's some centipedes in that log.
I'm going to treat wounds on myself while Jeb treats wounds on himself. No reason not to.
Yeah, I probably could have done it when I spent
10 minutes. There's a reason not to.
I was going
to
say that's that one. I'll just take the damage.
1d8.
My hero point. Is it only 1d8?
It is.
Yeah.
One.
At this point, it's not really detrimental.
Then you spent an hour here?
Well, how much are you down?
2 hours?
I'm down 18.
Fuck it. If I got a healing combat, I will.
Yeah, probably.
We don't need to spend an hour sitting.
So you just spend 10 minutes here then?
Yeah.
Got it.
My poison healing and then my heal.
Down that secondary path that's there, and it leads right up to the edge of the swamp water and leads right back into the swamp where you fought the wisps.
One got away, correct? Or did we end up killing them both?
One did fuck off.
Okay, yeah.
Otherwise, there's nothing else here.
Actually,
between Peach Pie and I, could we move this log out of the pathway?
Oh, easily.
All right, we'll do that. Let's and like kind of push it towards camp so that our folk can chop it down and get some firewood.
All right. I promise I'm not cheating when I switch my wounds to 9. I raged, so I would have had 9 temporary 10. HP that I forgot to put on.
Good
nice.
Point.
You raged for some bug bites.
Yep. Dude, fucking every day I take the dogs out during the summer, I'm fucking raging at bug bites.
Raging at bug bites.
Fucking, I come in 7-8 mosquito fucking bites on my ankles. God.
Way more common than you think.
Went golfing today, and there was a few spots out there that were, yeah, just fucking nasty.
Yeah, just abysmal.
We got right tons now. Of bug bites today.
All right, well, I guess we make our way back down to the black pudding area.
Back to where we were.
Easily done. You have to, you know, wade through the water a little bit to get over there.
That second log is now broken, right?
Because it is.
It triggered.
Yep, where the ooze attacked you. As you kind of get beyond that point of where the black pudding ooze was, you can see in the eastern cliff wall of this valley, there are a set of stairs cut into the wall leading up.
They look like they're in good repair?
Yeah, they're badly weathered and they're old, but they're definitely still usable.
Right. Like etched into the stone?
Yes.
Oh.
I hop on Turtle's back. If Turtle's okay with that.
Hell yeah. It's like you're scratching her the whole time.
I'm your personal back scratcher.
Let's go up the steps.
Everybody give me perception checks.
Looks like 24 is going to be our highest from Peach Pie.
Okay. Then, the marching order up the stairs. It looks like it's Jeb goes first, then the wizard, then Peach Pie, and then Turtle.
No way am I letting the wizard go in front of me.
So Jeb, Peach Pie, Wizard, Turtle, and Moonlight.
Yeah.
All right. As you're trotting up the stairs, Jeb, your shin feels a tightening on it, and kaboom! This loud explosion goes off. When that occurs, even then, some rocks start kind of tumbling down the stairs here, too. But this was a big explosion, and everybody within a 10-foot burst of Jebediah, which looks like it's just Peach Pie and Jeb. You did.
Oh, okay.
Looks like, yeah, just Peach Pie and Jeb here. Give me a fortitude save.
Fortitude?
I feel like I've been doing
this. Like a sound burst.
Yes.
We're good at these. We've been doing them all night.
27 and a 26 will succeed, which means you will take half of this 6d10.
God damn.
Jeez. That is a high level sound burst.
Jebediah will take 14 points of damage, and Peach Pie will take 13. Well, that was loud. Unexpected, and nobody gets deafened by the big boom, but you see in front of you...
God, we really need a rogue character that can actually, like, see this shit.
There's this ancient keep that stands atop the hill. It's crumbled stones blending in with the natural granite. The south side of the keep bears a weathered wooden door beneath a squat tower of gray stone, and the door is closed right now, but you're still about only halfway up the stairs here. You're going to need to continue your climb.
I think they know we're here.
We'll move everybody up to the door then.
I mean, if we can make it that far without getting accosted.
You will. You get to the door. The door looks like the lock that was on this weathered wooden door is well rusted away. Doesn't look like it's really doing anything. It's actually closed with a leather loop that goes over the handle.
I examine it closer with a 25.
It looks like it's just being held closed by the loop. Like, this door is so rickety and weathered, it might just swing open without the loop. It certainly doesn't have any sort of latch any longer.
I kick said door down.
Go ahead and give me an athletics check to...
We're all gonna die.
Back up, people.
Since we're in all fucking line.
I mean, I do, like, say if you guys want to back up, do it now. If anybody takes that advice.
Moonlight does dismount.
Wizard?
Turtle back up, too.
I'll back up just a touch. I'll kind of peek my head around the corner.
I only got a 17 on the door for acrobat athletics.
It's a very crappy door. Nice. You kick it into wooden dust, and it flies into the room in pieces. And Jeb...
Yeah,
you
shout, oh yeah! Oh, yeah.
Jeb, when you do that, give me a perception check right away.
Right away. 23.
You hear, looks, it sounds like from multiple places in this room at once, this like sudden gasp almost, like a surprise, like from a couple of different sources and like the corners, but you don't see anything.
The fuck they surprised about? We triggered a fucking sound burst.
I mean, I still kicked the door.
I got fair enough.
Thank you, Spencer.
I mean, I guess maybe they thought we were going to knock nicely. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Maybe that scared them away.
No big boom or anything? Just a funny noise?
No boom. Just a funny noise.
Does Jeb tell us what happened, or is he just stand in the doorway?
So, sorry, what did I see? I just heard things?
Just heard. Didn't see.
I yell, "Get 'em, boys!" And I run in.
I'm going to give them this kind of action for free. Three small rat folk hop out of the debris in the corners of each of the corners of this from behind. They were hiding behind some debris, and they each are holding like a crossbow, a hand crossbow, and they each are also in the other hand holding what looks like a bomb. You know what the alchemical bombs look like. You've seen Peach Pie throw them before, and they kind of hop out, and the one that's in the northwestern corner goes, "You've come for us?"
I mean, you're here now, so maybe.
No, you can't take us back.
Back? Where are you going?
Oh,
you
God, more of the menagerie?
I gotta make another deal with you fucks. All right, I'll send you bodies and you can eat them.
Wait, what? No! Wait.
That's gruesome. Oh. Where'd you come up with that?
I don't know. The goblin?
Barkus.
No, he's not a Barkus. He's a goblin, all right?
But Jeb tells himself.
That's what I tell myself. I'm just feeding a hungry goblin.
I'm pretty sure he's a Barkus.
Wait, do you mean the giant wolf that lives in the cave down below?
Yeah, we're butts.
We saw him turn into a goblin once.
Yeah, that's him. He's friends now.
Friends? He's terrifying.
I mean, yes.
No,
but I'm not gonna take you anywhere. So what's up?
You're the town guard, right?
Oh God, no! I work for a circus.
A circus? Why'd you kick in the door?
I don't know. Cause it looks like it was trapped.
One of the rat folk, the one that's in the northeastern corner, her eyes light up immediately as soon as you mention circus, and she like sets her crossbow down and puts her bomb away, and she just goes, "You're from a circus?"
Ah, yes.
She starts hopping back and forth on a foot, and she's like, I have things. Here, let me. And she pulls out some like sticks and like lights them.
She's gonna give me a little show.
And they're like flares, and they start spitting out these colorful sparks all over the place, and she starts juggling them.
I got just the thing for you.
What are those sticks?
Come in and dance.
And the other one goes, "Fidget, stop it! Stop it! He's obviously lying to us. Look at him!
No, I send in the clowns. Door in. Send in the clowns!
Oh, send in the clowns! Literally.
Hello, my name is Peach Pie.
Oh my God, that clown is huge!
Hello, my name is Bernard.
It's got a rainbow squirrel
on its shoulder. Okay, all right. All right.
Moonlight like squeezes between Jeb's legs and like pops out. Like, hello.
Oh wow. Ah, the one that's been talking the whole time, goes, well, puts a crossbow down. You don't seem to be guards of any kind.
I stumble in, smoking my pipe.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Not this guy. Ooh, Rand, you guys scared the crap out of us.
He's probably going to be scared too when Turtle just comes right up next to him and starts prodding at him.
It's a tiger!
I'm pretty sure a rat would be terrified.
That would be like your little knees start shaking.
All right, she goes back outside. She knows she's not welcome.
We told you we were a circus.
The Circus of Wayward Wonders, to be exact.
We
not the menagerie.
Sorry, we haven't really heard of you. We're from...
We're new in town.
Why should we trust you? We have no reason to trust you. What are you doing in our home?
Why should we trust you?
You're in our hideout. I don't know. Fidget is literally just juggling for you.
I have a proposition to make to you. If you will observe, we have a tiger and are all... except for the wizard. Well, and Moonlight. Very heavily armed. And there's more of us than you.
I've got my books.
And you're still alive. Therefore, we have no intention of hurting you.
Is the big clown threatening me?
No. Just stating the facts.
It sounds like a threat.
Moonlight.
Fidget, stop juggling!
Moonlight looks at him and goes, yes. He is.
Oh. Okay, all right.
Let's just say the Wiz is just watching the one juggle this entire time.
Like, it's a 23.
Just in trance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a success. The one that's kind of been standing in the southwestern corner puts his crossbow and his bomb away, and he says, Callum, I'd put it... put the crossbow down. Man, these guys could really put a hurt on us. I don't want to die today.
No, we're not going to kill anybody. Unless you're part of the menagerie, and then we'll feed you to the goblin. Forget I said that last part.
Hold on. Okay. Fidget is still, like, in the corner, juggling.
Moonlight gives Fidget a thumbs up.
I tell Moonlight we got to get this guy in the act.
It's nice, right? Look at it. Look at it. Oh, they're so sparkly. And she's like jumping and dancing around, doing backflips while
Does it actually look impressive?
It actually does. Fidget, stop chuckling right now. We're trying to not die. What are you guys doing in our hideout? Can we get you to leave, please?
If anything, her juggling is definitely preventing your death.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Fidget, don't stop juggling. I changed my mind.
Now what can you two do?
Other than harass your friend.
We don't really do tricks necessarily.
Can you do labor?
Labor? Yes. I guess. Hard labor?
We have a campsite that needs to be cleared.
How did a bunch of just like recruiters kick in our door? Is that what happened?
Yeah,
not here
pretty
to
much.
Ask you about Jehovah's Witness.
We're here to clear out anything that might pose a threat to our circus. So either you pose a threat or you don't.
No threat. No threat at all. None. No threat. Really?
How would you
honestly
guys like to see your friend in a show?
Fidget drops all of her fire sticks. She just goes, "You mean it? You'd let me do a show performance for you?"
It was pretty impressive.
Oh, thanks.
We might need to refine a few things, but I think you definitely got some potential.
Hold up. Did you ever do a performance check? Like, how good was this juggling?
Okay. No, that's fair. Straight up. 20 on the perform check.
That's pretty decent.
That's decent.
There's no further questions.
All right. My name's Callum. The quiet one next to you is Lish. The juggler is Fidget. we're kind of trying to lay low right now.
Why?
Well, can I get a diplomacy from Moonlight?
26. So I have group impressions. I can get them all.
Okay. So maybe we ran afoul of a gang of thieves, and maybe we stole several bags of alchemical equipment from them. Maybe.
The thieves?
Yes.
You're making drugs?
You thieved the thieves?
What do you make?
No. Drugs? No. We're just,
God damn it, Wiz.
We're just trying to survive. And...
And you needed alchemical items to do that?
We wanted to lay low until we could return to town and sell them.
What kind of alchemical items do you have?
Fine. We've got... I'm just gonna... takes and opens a bag. Fidget actually runs over and she goes, here, let me show you. And she just like pulls the bag out. And she goes, here's this alchemist lab. An expanded one. It's really good. Here's a greater leaper's elixir right here. Yeah. There's a couple of formulas in here too. Lots of jumping formulas. We didn't know why they needed the jumping formulas, but you know, we figured maybe they were trying to get on the roof at the Bank of Abadar or something like that. We're not really sure. They seemed like they were preparing for a job, and we were like, hey, we're just going to take these. We'll sell them later, and we'll get some food, and it'll be fine. Yeah.
Peach pie.
Yeah.
Could you use any of that?
I could use it, but I don't feel I need it.
Well, I mean, just saying, we could buy it off of some of it.
Oh. Well, sure. 10 gold, the whole thing.
The whole thing? These things are worth way more than that.
I know.
Callum breaks in.
But can you sell it?
Well, not yet, obviously. We're trying to lie low until we can, you know, go back into town and sell it.
I think we should just hire them to be workers at our circus. Do we need more? Do we need more hands?
Hell yeah.
I think the professor was just saying that we couldn't really afford more hands right now.
I see.
And I don't know, like, we're actually, like, hiring a performer, which is...
That's true, hiring a performer.
Fidget?
Yeah.
Do you like these other two?
Oh, they're my brothers.
But do you like them?
I mean, yes?
Wait, we're trying to just recruit him?
I've kind of always been with my brothers, so...
So I you guess? Wouldn't... Would you want to go with the traveling circus and never see
yes!
them again?
Oh. Oh, that's hard.
I know. Well, why don't you think about it?
I mean, they could probably find something for them to do.
Agreed.
Callum kind of puts his hands up. He goes, hold on. Okay, we'll sell you all the alchemical stuff for 10 gold. We are not looking to be part of your circus.
Sounds like your sister is.
And she puts her hands on her hips and she just goes, Callum, come on! I've always wanted this!
But here's the thing, Callum. If you join our circus, you'll be safe and have food and friends.
You can guarantee that?
I mean, there's no our guarantees safety? In life, but look at us. Who's gonna fuck with us?
Okay, that's fair. Here, we'd like to lay low for a little while longer. Fidget, fine.
Yes!
But we just want to lie low for right now.
Well, I will bring you food then, so you don't have to go out and risk being caught.
Okay, that sounds reasonable.
Is that a heroic thing to do, Bernard?
Yes, Peach Pie, that is very good.
Fidget kind of like pops up and starts bouncing back and forth on her two legs again, and she just goes, can I come with you now?
I see where you get your name from.
Yeah, that's what Callum says all the time.
I fidget a lot. That's what they just called me. I never met Mom or Dad, but they say I'm very fidgety. I always have been. And they also say I talk a lot, too. Sometimes if you don't tell me to shut up when I'm talking, it's kind of just a thing. I just keep going. And, fidget? You know...
Yeah. Shut up.
Oh. No problem. So, can I come?
Yes.
Yes!
And as long as your brothers don't make any kind of scene, nobody else will ever know you're here.
Absolutely. I'm so happy right now! And she starts clapping and... spinning in circles, and Callum and Lish kind of go confer in the corner.
Now, do you think anybody would recognize you, Fidget?
Me? Oh, I don't know. I don't think I'm very important. I want them to recognize me, though. After I'm making my performance!
But will the Thieves Guild recognize you?
Callum kind of pops in and goes, I don't think they were, like, official Thieves Guild or anything, but they're just
Who exactly did you steal these from?
We don't really know, actually. All we know is that we were casing the Bank of Abadar. They were casing the Bank of Abadar, and we didn't want to run into them at the same time, and we took the bag, and actually Lish took it, and got really roughed up by him, and I got him out of there. We kind of snuck out down an alleyway. Fidget wasn't with us at the time.
Wanting to steal from the Bank of Abadar?
It was lofty, I know.
We have a friend who would have liked you, but he's dead now.
So I don't actually think they know who Fidget is at all.
Are there a lot of rat folk in this area?
Primarily a human city and small percentage of rat folk.
And then I'll just be like, well, I'm sure there are not very many rat folk in the area, so we'll just try to keep an eye on her for you.
I would appreciate that. Thank you.
They might just assume she's with you.
I mean, that's legitimate. So
people are racist like that sometimes.
What color is Fidget?
Fidget is, has, yeah, I've actually got a, let's see if I can.
Have you been holding out on a photo for us, like, this whole time?
I did, yeah, but for a very specific reason, so don't hold it against me for too long.
Weird, there's a thing for
her. Yeah, it's almost like she's meant to be there.
Yeah, she has a performer card.
One of her traits is injury?
Anything with the with fire has like the injury trait.
Well, the reason I was asking is because I was wondering if she was like a white rat folk, because then we could like dye her like pink or something, and then I don't think anybody would wonder.
Well, there you go.
I think it's funny, like basically we're gonna replace our old people with new people,
all of them.
It's like, well, thanks for helping us get started, but you don't level with us, so yeah, fuck off.
Fuck off.
It's kind of rough that they don't level with you.
That's really mean, because, yeah, you're just going to start replacing them.
Yeah.
Here's the way I'm going to do it in my head, is that we're going to have, like, multiple shows, and, like, we're only going to do the one that we act out or roll out.
Yeah.
I think, like, multiple stages, maybe. Here's our level one stage. Or here's our book one stage, here's our book two stage, here's our book three stage. It's like going to a music festival.
So, congratulations. You have successfully recruited your first performer.
I will deduct 10 gold from my inventory.
And I will drop this stuff into the party sheet.
Boop. And we hit level 6.
Yeah.
And you hit level 6.
Do we really?
Yes, you do.
Oh, nice. Shit.
We fought some centipedes and leveled.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
That's called RP XP.
Yeah, that's story. Yeah. That's story XP. You got the same amount of XP whether or not you... the only reason you wouldn't have gotten full XP from this particular encounter would have been if you fought them and killed them all. You get additional XP for recruiting Fidget.
That makes sense.
What's the plan? Are we making way back to town and just leveling, or did we?
I mean, I guess if there's nothing left, I mean, he basically has told us that there's nothing left to
nothing left on the plot. Yeah. And you could ask Fidget and Callum. They would be able to tell you that there's, you know, aside from the big scary wolf monster that turns into a goblin down in the cave and all of his wolves.
Oh, he doesn't have any other wolves.
Anymore. Yeah, there's nothing else really here. And we're not technically to the end of book one, chapter one. The end of chapter one is your first circus performance. So Fidget's going to walk with you on your way back to the circus camp. Fidget basically doesn't stop talking the entire way.
I will definitely enjoy having a conversation with Fidget all the way home.
So, do you guys have, what kind of tricks do you have? What kind of acts do you have? What do you do? What do you do?
The medium turtle just disappear into my pocket.
Wait, whoa, how did it do that?
Maybe she's not real.
Oh my god, that's amazing! Oh, okay. What do you do? What do you do? Moonlight, right? Yeah. What do you do?
I dance.
Ah, okay, cool. I like your scarf. I like your scarf a lot. It looks really pretty.
Thanks. I like it too.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I already know what the big guy does. You're just a clown, right? Do you have an act in the show, or are you just a clown in the show?
I appeal to people's base emotions and lowest common denominator artistic appreciations.
That sounds kind of depressing. Okay, what do you do, Elf? What do you do?
That was a shrug, by the way, for everybody not watching Ted on camera, which is literally everybody, but not us. Continuing to shrug.
They haven't let me in the circus yet. No one has confirmed that.
You keep forgetting you're in the circus.
Yeah, I think we decided you were the barker, didn't we?
What's the barker do?
No, that's Puppy's job.
I mean, if you guys want me to perform, I'll perform. And I do a pose and I cast glitter dust. And just shoot glitter dust off.
Wow! Look at that! That's really cool! So what, you have like an illusion show? Do you like just cast magic at the crowd? How does that work?
I give a confused look.
What is this thing?
Is he okay? Does he know what's going on?
Most of the time, no.
Oh, all right. Well, then maybe I'll just talk to the rest of you.
Just be happy he is wearing clothes.
Oh, I'm so happy. Right, wait, clothes?
Yep.
Oh, does he frequently not wear clothes?
I mean, he just wouldn't know if he wouldn't know if he wasn't.
Huh. Wait, we wouldn't know or he wouldn't know?
He wouldn't know.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What wouldn't I know?
If you weren't wearing any clothes.
No, I'm wearing clothes.
Oh,
thanks, though.
Yep. Gotcha, bud.
As you begin to approach the new site for the Circus of Wayward Wonders, Cubby comes up and starts sniffing around, and Fidget goes, "Whoa! A dog! Cool! I love dogs!" And then Cubby goes, "Hello, who are you?"
"Oh my god! The dog talks? You guys have a talking dog and you didn't tell me about the talking dog?"
"We have a talking dog?"
"Wait, we have a talking dog?"
"It's right there!"
"Cubby, you have a talking squirrel as well."
"That's so cool."
Cubby rolls his eyes. "Wizard, we've had several conversations. Have you forgotten them already?"
"The dog's talking to me."
"Okay, all right. Moonlight, could you explain to me
where these people?"
"Yeah, what's going on here?" He wrinkles his nose and he looks at Fidget and goes, where did you pull this one from?"
"A shack on the hill."
"Oh.
Maybe where, make it sound a little more prestigious."
"Where did any of us come from?" That was my point, was to make it sound... I mean, where do any of us come from?
Can we tell her to take a shower, please? And he just, like, walks away and... starts, like, dog sneezing as he's trotting away.
That was rather rude, wasn't it? You're just fine, Fidgets, don't worry. And there's a perfectly good stream you can go bathe in over there."
"I'm totally fine. Wait, I smell? I don't smell me. Do you smell me?"
"Yes."
"Wait, the squirrel talks too? Oh my god, what other animals do you have that talk?"
"I'm a talking tree, you're a talking rat, Why is this so shocking?
I don't know. You know, not all animals talk. Not all animals talk. But you know, I'm not a normal rat. You know, I'm a Yosoki, right? That's not like a animal rat. That's like a, I don't know.
Not a normal dog.
Well, I mean, looks like a normal dog. No, he's definitely not a Shuni.
None of us are normal. This is a circus.
We're all freaks. Like you guys already.
The professor kind of walks up and goes, "Oh, well, welcome back. It's good to see you all doing well. And you brought yourself a friend? Moonlight? Who's this?"
"This is Fidget.
Hi, my name's
Fidget. Now.
I was told I could juggle. I could juggle for you. Here, look, I'll juggle for you right now, old man."
"That's okay, Fidget."
Okay. Hold on. Who's the boss?"
"That would be me."
"Not
you? Okay, yes. Hi, boss. I'll try to do my best, and I'll promise I'll make a, you know, bring in a good crowd, and I'll do a good job. And do you need me to do anything? When's the first show? Is the first show tonight? Where's the tent? I figured there'd be a big giant tent. Do you guys have a big tent?"
"First, stop. Just stop.
Oh, okay.
Second, we have a tent. It's not up yet. It's part of what we're working on. We have to clear the area first of dangerous creatures, which is what we were out doing when we found you."
She looks like she's like she has her hands like clasped together at her waist, and she's like rubbing them together really hard and obviously like biting her lip and like,
"Yes.
Can I clean up?"
"Sure.
Great! I'd love to help you clean up."
"Let's send her to the bear."
"The professor can tell you what needs to be done."
"Great! Awesome!"
And Moonlight starts walking away quickly.
"Professor!"
And she just, like, I figured you guys just walk away.
Oh, Moonlight does. Moonlight's gone.
Okay.
Moonlight waves at the professor,
who just looks at a blank face, looks over at you, and starts, like, mouthing, like, holding his arms up, like, "What have you done to me?"
"Am I most sorry to him?"
Plot cleared. New acts recruited. Level 6 achieved. The circus is on its way. We want to thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week with more Extinction Curse. And until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.